This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, 25 points between these two sides in the league. This is a match I'm quite looking forward to this weekend because you've got a definite difference in style between the two. Burnley, more direct. Southampton, a little more intricate. But I have got a soft spot for Sean Dyche and Burnley, and it was good as a neutral to see them beating Manchester City last weekend and keeping those survival hopes alive. I'm hoping that Burnley might escape relegation this season.
I think they're a fantastic, but whether they escape relegation, I don't know. But I can't believe it. Why are they? They're the same price to win at Southampton, almost, as West Brom are to win at Man City. And I always bet I'd rather be on. They've just beaten City, and they're going to a Southampton side who, you know, they're heading the way I've always been saying they're heading downwards. They're overpriced. They are overpriced. My worry is that Dyche might think, yeah, the point we'll do was very nice here at Southampton. That is the worry. And so in which case, you know, you want to be a bit more cautious. They're almost 2-1 to win with a goal start. But you know, when you look at Southampton 4-9, given the way Burnley have been playing recently, that's too short. So the value is opposed in Southampton. Do it whichever way you wish. But I'm going to go. You don't often get 7-1. You don't often get 7-1 winners, do you? Really, it's hard to pick a 7-1 winner. And it would be no surprise whatsoever if Burnley were to go to Southampton to win. They just beat Man City, for God's sake.
Yeah, Burnley 7-1. Lee, your thoughts?
Yeah, it'd be a big surprise to me if they went to if they went there and won. I just because they don't score enough goals away from home. You know, they've scored 12 all season. Southampton have got the best defensive record at home, barring Chelsea. Only conceded 10. So, you know, a Southampton, the kind of defence that Burnley will go and breach. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I agree with Derek, though, in terms of the price. I think Southampton will win this game, but I can't be having them at the price. You know, they've only won 1-4 at home. Didn't score against Swansea, didn't score against West Ham, didn't score against Liverpool, beat Crystal Palace by a single goal to nil. You know, they've had really good results. And I do sense that they might be just having another little bit of a run, though. That draw at Chelsea is obviously a very good result. I'm just going to play under 2.5 goals here at 10-11. Given what Southampton usually do, and given that I agree with Derek that Burnley will probably go there and look for a point, I don't think we'll see many goals in this one. So I expected the under 2.5 to be a lot shorter than that. So under 2.5 goals at 10-11. If you want to chuck that in with Southampton, then the Southampton win and under 2.5 goals is 21-10. But I'll just go for the goals bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.